We had this morning the Gemara in Yuma Daf Chaf Hei. The Gemara says that there was a pious, and the pious took place in the Lishkas Hagozis, and the Zokain was Yoishev B'Marova. He sat in the Marova of the Lishkas Hagozis, and the Kahanim stood around in a Kamin Buchyar, in a circle Buchulyar, and the Mamuna took off the Mitznefes, and that's how they started the Goyhel. That's the Gemara that says in Daf Chaf Hei in Yuma. Now the Losh HaGemara is Zokin Yoishev B'Marova. And the Gemara has a question on that. The Gemara says it must be that the Lishkas HaGozes was Chetze B'Kodesh and Chetze B'Choyl. Because the fact that he was Yoishev, one cannot sit in the Azorah. Ein Yeshiva B'Azorah Chutz L'Malchus David. So you can't sit in the Azorah. So the fact that he sat in Azorah is a clear raya that it was Chetzi b'chol. The Gemara says, "Ol cheshbon pasuach l'chol chetzi b'kodesh chetzi b'chol." The Gemara makes ol cheshbon. Rashi says, "Why can't he sit in the azora? Ein yeshiva b'azora." Zok Rashi, because it says, "Shenemar lamoid l'shoreis ha'oyim nimshom l'fnei Hashem." So Rashi brings a pasuk of lamoid l'shoreis l'fnei Hashem, and the question is, this pasuk, the Mefarshim Rebbe Bavorn, the Rishash has the kasha, lamoid l'shoreis l'fnei Hashem is a pasuk that's legabed avoydas kahanim. Here we're not talking about Avodah. Here we're talking about that the Zokin is Yoishev in the Lishkas Hagozes. He's not doing an Avodah. When you do an Avodah, there's Lamed L'Sholot Lefnei Hashem. He's not doing an Avodah. He's standing over there and taking off the Mitznefes. That's his whole extent. He's Yoishev over there. So why is that Bechlal the Pesuk of Lamed L'Sholot Lefnei Hashem? That's one Kasha. And furthermore, what do you say? That this is the makor. This is the makor that avoid has to be standing. Lamed l'shoros lefnei Hashem. Frekta v'shash, this posik is for avoider. Where does it say over here that there's no yeshiva b'azorah? The posik says that when you do avoid, you have to stand. Very good. Lamed l'shoros lefnei Hashem. Sheiros is amida. But this is not avoider. So what are you telling me that you can't stand, you can't sit because lamed l'shoros? Lamed l'shoros is in avoider. This is not avoider. As if frekta v'shash. It's veite kasha, frekta mishle melech. Rashi in Sanhedrin is Mamas Soysa, the Rashi over here. Rashi over here says, Ein Yeshiva Azorah, because of Posik, Shenemar. Lama Nisholos Ha'im Lefnei Hashem. In Sanhedrin Kuf Aleph, state in Rashi, the Gemara over there says, Ein Yeshiva Azorah, only Malcha Beis David. Zogt Rashi, Halocha L'moyshe Misinai, V'loi Mikro. And Rashi says, it doesn't come from a Posik. It's Mamas Hastira. Mishra Melech Zogt, the Rashi over here is an Asmach Deba'alma. Because really, attack it's for the avoider, and it's asmach the balma. But Rashi, straight on, it seems like a stira. Here Rashi says halach l'mosh misina v'loy mikro, and here Rashi says the makor is lamed l'shoros lefnei Hashem. Now, Rebbe Leib Malan has a big yisoid. He says in his din of lamed l'shoros lefnei Hashem, and he says as follows: Be'etzim, there's a toisus earlier on Davches toisus Bavorns that we know that they were mafresh the koyin gol to lishkas parhedrin. 7 days before Yom Kippur. Now 7 days, ultimately, he had to sleep. He had to not just sit, he had to sleep. He had to lie down. So what's the pshat? So Tosfos discussed over there that it was a din choyl, it was pesuach l'choyl, even though it had a din kodesh also, fachilas kodshim, it had a din of kodshim and of choyl, kodesh and choyl. But the Rambam clearly says that it had a din of lishka, it was a din of kodesh legamri. So l'maisa, at the end of the day, according to the Rambam, that lemaisa it's in yeshiva b'azorah. So what's the pshat in the kahanim avada? You had no choice. You couldn't. That's someone to say. If you have no choice, then you can't. You can't stay up for 7 days. But al kaponim, what happened to the din of in yeshiva b'azorah by lishkas parhedrin according to the Rambam? That it's clearly a din kodesh. Zokta Bleib, a big yisoid, and he says as follows: a whole new updaich in the whole din, and he learns up the whole sugya, and he says as follows: the din of in yeshiva b'azorah. There's no Issa of any Yeshiva Bazor. There's nowhere, anywhere in Issa, anywhere that you're not allowed to be Yoshev in the Azorah. Nor there's another din. There's a din that when you enter the Azorah, you're not allowed to enter Umzist. Your own, there's no Heter Knisa La Azorah unless you're doing an Avoider. There's no Issa to sit in the Azorah, but there's no Heter to enter unless you do an Avoider. What is called an Avoider? An Avoider steht in Posuk, Lamed L'Shoros Lefnei Hashem. Zok Ableib, that's part of the two Rashis. La'olam, it's halach l'mosh misinai. You're not allowed to enter the avoida unless you do an avoida. You're not allowed to enter the azorah, I mean, unless you're coming for a purpose. There's no such thing as entering. You're not allowed to enter. That's halach l'mosh misinai. What could you enter for if you do an avoida? Zokt Rashi in Sanhedrin, Lamed Leshoch Zim Nashem, that's the only time you can enter when you do a Maisach Sherus. What is Sherus? Sherus is Bamida. Similarly, ultimately you have to stand. But there is no Isser that you can't sit. You just can't even enter without a reason. How could you enter if you're Oymed Veshores? What's called entering and being Oymed Veshores? Bamida. That's called Nasherus. So Meli, he says, oh, if you enter Lashoris, very good. So he says like this, what's Pshad in Chutz Mimalchus Beis David? What's Pshad? Malchus Beis David have a green card, they're suddenly allowed to sit. So he says, by Beis David, state in Posek and Divrei Yomim, Vayova Yamelech David, Vayeshev Lepnei Hashem. His Sheirus was be yeshiva. Like you're saying, what if you have a chetimtz of being Oymed Lashoris, if your Sheirus is be yeshiva? So that's what David HaMelech Sheirus was. It was not Beis HaMikdash, but it was the Mokum of the Mikdash. His Sheirus was yeshiva. So Memela it's mutter for Malchus Beis David, because Malchus Beis David is Vayeshev Lepnei Hashem. His avoider was either Yeshev Lepnei Hashem. How that works, what's the beginning of Kisei Shel David HaMelech, the Kisei Shel Mokum, whatever, that's very Hoicha in Yonim. Oh, but the state on the Posuk that David HaMelech Sheirus was Vayeshev Lepnei Hashem. So Enechanami, Lo'olam, there's no heter to enter. The only heter to enter is when you do an avoider. Avoider means Bamida. Chutz Mimalchus Beis David, their avoider gufu was be yeshiva. And that's where their mutter be yeshiva taka. So then he says, according to this, it's very geshmak, all the whole sugi that we find, Lamoshal, we find a din that Pahedrin, you're allowed to sit, you're allowed to sleep. Very geshmak. When the Kohen is mufresh for 7 days, that is his avoida. His avoida is to be there, to make that his abode, to make that his home for 7 days. So that's his avoida. It's a kiyum din from Lama L'Shores. How is this kiyum din from Lama L'Shores? By being and living there, which ultimately means sleeping too. And that's Pshat and Tosis brings in Chofei. Tosis says that when it comes to Lamoshel, Achilles Kochim, Achilles is Lamoshel L'Gdula, you can't eat standing up, you have to sit. So Avadi says, that's a chelik of the din of the Sheirus. The Sheirus is either yeshiva, because when you eat, you have to sit. You can't eat and stand. Pasnish, that's not Sheirus. So Mele over here, the avoid is a bekestelt either yeshiva. And that's who Adin he brings to us and says that Kiddush Adayim Raglayim would have been a yeshiva also. Because that's the way of being Meshores. You can't do a cravatic stunt and do Kiddush Adayim Raglayim Bamida. So Mele, you have to sit, because that's his Sheirus. There's no heta to enter the Azor, unless you do an avoider. What's called an avoider? Sheirus. Sheirus usually is Amida. There are exceptions. When you have your Sheirus is that you have to be there for 7 days and live there, then you have to lie down. When the Sheirus is David HaMelech, Vayeshev Lepnei Hashem, then the Sheirus will be Yeshiva. When the Sheirus is Ayidei Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, then it's Taka Ayidei Yeshiva. But La'olam, there's no heter to enter unless you're Oymed. And Meli is Miyashiv, the two Rashis. Halacha Mesh Mesina is the Din. And the heter is only Lamed Hashol Lepnei Hashem. And then he says that's Pshat in Rashi in Soita. Because Rashi, not in Soita, Rashi in Yuma later on the Samach Tes, Rashi says as follows. Zok Rashi, I'll read the Rashi inside. Rashi says, oh, Ein Yeshiva Ba'azor, Daf Samach Tes on the base, Dichsev, Lamed L'shores Lepnei Hashem, Hoyim L'shores Lepnei Hashem, V'loi Motzinu Bo Yeshiva. What's Rashi saying? V'loi mitzini b'yeshiva. So he says, Rashi's saying, a stomadik a sheiris is aide amida. We don't find a sheiris aide yeshiva. Yes, we found exceptions to the rule. We found exceptions to the rule. Kiddush daim v'glayim, or l'moshel the 7 days that you have to ultimately sleep, or achila. But the etzim, the posik that says, sheiris, avekashtal des amida. Zog Rashi, v'loi mitzini b'yeshiva. We don't find a sheiris aide yeshiva. And that's what Rashi comes to say on Daf Samach Tes in Yuma. But l'olam, it's 1 year side. There is no heter to enter unless you're doing a ma'is avoida. Avoida is matzino aide amida. V'loi matzino b'yeshiva, stam avoida. There are exceptions. The sheiros guf is abekestelt aide yeshiva. And that's how he learns up the whole sugya of ein yeshiva ba'azora chutz mi malchus beis